Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. With us, a very special guest coming back once again is Soraya Friedman Gonzalez, president, chief executive officer, and scout executive of Scouting America Greater New York Councils. The Greater New York Councils, known as GNYC, was founded in 1927. Over the years, it's estimated that 5 million young people have been served. Currently, GNYC serves more than 8,000 scouts and explorers and about 3,000 adult volunteers throughout the five boroughs of New York City. Prior to joining GNYC, Friedman Gonzalez served as executive director of the New Yorkers for Children, which is a New York City-based nonprofit organization that supports the unmet needs of youth in the welfare system. Prior to that, Soraya served as the managing vice president for the National Urban League's Workforce Development Division, which oversaw a $21 million federally and privately funded portfolio of workforce programs. From 2012 to 2016, Soraya was appointed to the United States Department of Labor Advisory Committee of Registered Apprenticeships. Soraya also served as vice president of community-based programs at CECO. During her tenure at CECO, she was part of the original rollout and implementation of the nation's first condition cashier transfer program. In addition, Soraya worked in Mexico City for 2 years as a consultant to the UNFPA, where she researched and conducted data analysis on female and adolescent reproductive health in Latin America. Soraya Friedman Gonzalez received her MPA and MSW from Columbia University and her Bachelor's of Science from Skidmore College. Welcome back to Reaching Out.
Thank you so much.
You are so young looking. I when I read that, I got tired. I'm out of breath. And you know what? You've been around longer than I thought.
Yeah, no.
You've been around the world.
Yeah, definitely.
Welcome back to Reaching Out.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me here.
What inspired you personally to lead the Greater New York Councils? And if I remember, what's not mentioned is you're the first woman to lead this organization.
Yes, that's true. I'm the first female CEO of the Greater New York Councils here in New York City. And I am also the first individual in the nation that was hired within the scouting movement that didn't come from scouting. So, and I've been here, I'm on my 3-year anniversary in November. And what drew me to the work is an opportunity to work with youth, to develop youth, and that the organization has a program that has a proven track record in terms of building leaders and providing kind of holistic skill sets to young people. And that it also in New York City focuses on bringing scouting to neighborhoods and communities that would not otherwise have this opportunity. And I think New York City is very different from a lot of the councils around the country. And I was just very excited to be able to do this work.
What in your own life helped shape you for this vision of scouting in New York City?
I would say all of the roles that I have done up until now led me to this moment. I think most recently having an opportunity to work with young people coming out of foster care in the child welfare system, having the chance to lead an organization directly led me to this role. But I think really looking also, I did a lot of work in employment and training, We have a huge, the nation's largest exploring program. It really allowed me to tap into that. And I'm a native New Yorker, and so the chance to lead an organization serving New York City, and it's a historic organization, so that was also very meaningful. Yeah.
Can you share a specific story of a scout or explorer whose life was transformed by scouting programs? With scouting around for over a century, which one of these young people stuck out in your mind?
Well, I always think about, I mean, there's so many, but what really kind of sticks out to me is there is a young woman who is in her last year of this Cub Scout program. She joined Scout Reach, which is the program that serves Title I elementary school age kids in a Title I public school. And she found out about the program through her father, who had known about scouting in his home country in Paraguay. And he, as a kid, could never be part of scouting. It was just unattainable. His family couldn't afford to put him in scouting. And so he saw a flyer when his daughter was too young to even start school. And he actually enrolled her, moved to the neighborhood where where she could attend this program, just so she could be a part of it, because he knew about it and knew what an impact. And I've had the chance in the 3 years that I've been here to watch her grow, to see how she and her family enjoy scouting together and how it brings the family together. And she is one of the most poised 11-year-old young women that I've ever met, and her family, they're all living the scouting oath and law, because it's become such a great part of their family's activities. So she's somebody that sticks out to me.
So she's only 11, so that means you have her for at least another 7 years.
Exactly.
Oh.
Absolutely. She will definitely be an Eagle Scout, I'm sure of it. Yes. Yeah. And there's so many other stories. She's just one that stands out.
Well, name another one. Just one more.
Sure. I mean, I'll take somebody who's in our exploring program. She came to speak to us, talked about, and it's timely because this is a young woman whose parents had come to this country initially. To have a better life. She was born here. She enrolled in our law enforcement program when she was about 14 years old. She's now in her early like 20. But she came and talked about how this program absolutely shaped every part of her direction, her focus, her drive to finish high school, to enroll in college, and to really put her on a career path. She wants to eventually work either in one of the federal law enforcement agencies. But what was really profound about her story is that she said it changed how her family viewed law enforcement. And this is really even before what's going on today. She spoke to us and she said, for years her family kind of lived in fear because they were, very much worried about, what could happen to them. And she was able to kind of bridge that and show how this incredible program is actually bringing kids closer to law enforcement. And it had made her really become super passionate about being American, because she's a first generation. And she, it took her a while to get there, but she said she was so proud and all of those things. And she's just like a remarkable woman who is in college doing so well, so focused, so career focused. And I think this program, she credits the program, but she comes to mind because it's impacted again her whole family, but also her connection to law enforcement and the field and what she wants to do to give back to her community, which is really all that we would expect of the program. Yep.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
What's one new and innovative program that GNYC has introduced recently that most excites you?
So we had this incredible opportunity about a year ago. We received a grant from the Mayor's Fund to stand up a program in one of the shelters. And so we were able to deliver Cub Scouting in one of the hotels that houses families for elementary school kids. And it just it was able to bring happiness to these young children who had so much going on in their lives. And many of them knew about scouting because many of them had come from other places and they were new to New York City. And we taught them the Scout Oath and law. The program was actually delivered in Spanish. And then they spent a week at our summer camp, and they had never experienced anything like that. And the program was so successful that we got funded for a second year of the program. And it was equally exciting and impactful. And we're just kind of coming on the end of that second year of the grant. So that's a program that I feel really proud of. And it's allowed us to bring a program to, again, kids that wouldn't otherwise have bring joy in their lives, which is great. Yeah.
So, what are some of the partnerships that you have with schools and nonprofits and local business that are critical?
Absolutely. So we work, we have a lot of partners. In fact, all of our units, which is what we call them, we have about 400 unique partnerships. We work with faith-based and community-based organizations. All of our volunteer-led scouting is conducted through a partnership of some sort with a faith-based, community-based organization throughout the city. They have to agree to allow young people to meet in their facilities. And so it could be a Y. It could be a church, it could be a mosque, it could be a synagogue, it could be a temple. Those are all kind of community level partnerships. We also work very closely with the New York City Department of Education. We're in 150 middle and high schools. That's how we deliver our exploring program. And through our Scout Reach program, we're working with over 10, over 16, sorry. New York City public schools in the elementary, in the K through five space. We partner with the NYPD to deliver our law enforcement program. We have a post in every single precinct. We also partner with the federal agencies, DEA, Homeland Security, and FBI. And then we have a whole host of private partners, JP Morgan, M&T Bank, Carver, Bellevue Hospital, the DA's office in Brooklyn and Queens. So we have so many partners, and we couldn't do this work without partnership.
You're listening to Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, President, Local 237 Teamsters. A very special guest is Soraya Friedman Gonzalez, the President and CEO of Scout Executives, Scouting America, New York City. Can you share with us an example where your collaboration made a big difference for New York City youth?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say our partnership with the schools at New York City DOE has been incredibly impactful. Whether it be our exploring program or our Scout Reach program, kids spend so much time at school. We rely heavily on guidance counselors and parent coordinators and superintendents. And so that's a large partnership because the DOE serves just under 1 million kids. But the partnerships are really at the local level. So we're really kind of partnering on the ground. And so to be able to serve almost 10,000 kids in New York City, we are able to access the kids through these partnerships. And so the schools play a very big role. And the adults. I mean, we have a lot of adults volunteering their time. And obviously we also have a great partnership with the union. We've been very, very lucky. So many of our young people wind up going into the trades as well. And that's another, I mean, scouting does Over the summer, we have this incredible welding program that we operate out of one of our camps, Aquahunga, where we, but there's so much more. And a lot of our leaders are in the trades, and many of our Eagle Scouts do their Eagle projects through some mentor of someone that helped them build or plan something. So,
How have you seen GNYC successfully reach underserved communities in the city? Could you share with us a particular story that stands out?
I would say the way we reach kids in New York City is a lot of times it's you get one kid hooked into the program, and young people, their kind of peer-to-peer referrals is one of our best marketing tools. We work closely with the schools, guidance counselors. We market our programs. We go class to class and market scouting and exploring. And that only goes so far. When you bring one kid into the program and they have a fun, they wind up bringing another young person. And so our marketing is very grassroots. And I would say, in the schools, it's a lot of one friend telling another kid to enroll, but we rely heavily on being given the opportunity by the schools to kind of enter and share what we're doing. And then I feel like the young people that are in the program after a period of time, they're the best marketing tool, because other parents look at these youth who are incredibly poised and kind of have so much knowledge and skills that they then want their kids to be a part of it as well.
Beyond an increase in enrollment numbers, how can you tell that GNYC is really making a difference in the lives of young people? Looking ahead to 2026, you have a strategic plan to go forward?
Yes. So we made the decision, to put together a strategic plan that we're going to launch in 2026. And for our organization, kind of coming out of COVID, we had a really hard time, as a lot of nonprofits did. And so this strategic plan is our roadmap to make sure that we identify strategies to bring new families into scouting, families that otherwise wouldn't have even considered scouting. We have a lot of families that are what I call legacy scouters, where they might be three, four generations of families that their kids or their sons and now their daughters are in scouting. And so they've been able, or someone in the family. But our greatest success is our ability to engage families that are not in scouting at all and can see the benefits of it. And our program is over 100 years old. And there's a reason why, when you see somebody who is kind and thoughtful, you say, "Wow, you're like a Boy Scout," which is kind of become a term of art. And we're teaching young people leadership, but through fun activities, through outdoor adventure. Our kids learn about all these different careers, but it doesn't feel like a career education, and they're kind of learning by doing. They learn how to survive in nature, but they also build leadership by leading their peers. And so there's so many amazing aspects to what we do. Getting kids outside in the outdoors and away from technology helps with mental health. It brings families together. We're probably one of the few. I mean, when you talk about affordability in New York City, which is something that everybody's focused on, we are probably one of the few very affordable programs out there, where families can travel together to be a week or 2 weeks in nature, in program, learning about scouting, or you could send your young youth to a camp where they're getting educated and learning how to swim, which is such an important skill set for kids in New York City to have. And so, our success is based on drawing in new families and also keeping families that have been here. The other thing I was going to say is, unlike so many programs across New York City, we are probably one of the only programs that brings together kids of all faiths, all socioeconomic backgrounds. And really, you have families of all different kinds of beliefs coming together, and they're brought together in a troop or at camp, and they learn to get along and to respect each other. There's the Scout Oath and Law is really all about teaching youth to interact and respect each other, to be kind, friendly, courteous, and treat people even if they, with respect, while you may have differing backgrounds.
If I'm a parent, I'm listening today, how would I get involved with Scouting?
So you can get involved in two ways. You can check out our website, which is www.NewYorkCityScouting.org, NYCScouting.org. Or if you're moved, you can also do www.BeAScout.org and immediately find a troop or a pack or a post near you and reach out directly to that unit. So either way, if you want to learn more about our programs overall, I encourage you to go to our website. But if you're moved and you want to join right away, I would say go to beascout.org.
Now, I'm a business leader or I'm a philanthropist, and I'm listening to your program. And I said, you know what? It's the end of the year. I like to give. So Giving Tuesday is over, but still, I have something
Holidays,
to
yeah.
give. I like to donate to the Scouting. So where would I go for that?
You would go to our website, www.nycscouting.org, and there is a tab on there to donate and or be a post or to kind of have scouts. You could become a post in one of our explorings. So there's lots of ways to get involved.
So, what excites you the most, and knowing that many families will be excited too, how does a youngster, I just asked you that, join the Scouting program, but what do you really look for in a scout when you see somebody coming in?
Yeah, I would say there's no one quality that would describe a scout. I think what is universal is the comfort to be able to speak from your own voice. And in some cases, that could be a quiet voice, it could be a proud voice. But I think what we teach young people is to be their authentic self, but to be their best version of themselves, whatever that means. And so you will see every scout has a level of comfort in their own skin and to be able to speak. You also, scouts by nature learn to teach and to follow. And so there's that. You find our scouts are either show up as, born leaders, or they can lead a project. So there's a heavy emphasis on leadership. Our scouts are very community service oriented. Last year, we gave back to New York City over 120,000 hours of community service. So, whether you're in our exploring program or our Scouts BSA program for older scouts, a core part of the program is giving back to your community. There's lots of service projects. And we also encourage scouts to get involved in civic engagement. So to connect with their local elected and engage in dialogue because we want young people to be involved in their own city and government and to understand it. So that's another quality you would see in all of our scouts, all of those things.
Very nice. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this edition of Reaching Out. Thank you, Soroya, for coming back on and giving us a perspective at the end of the year. Soroya Freeman Gonzalez, President, Chief Executive Officer, and Scouting Executive of Scouting America Greater New York Councils. It's been a pleasure having you back on Reaching Out. Anytime you have a message, please come back and share it with us. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. The preceding pre-recorded program paid for by Teamsters Local 237.